Hello and welcome to the Nerdable podcast, your bi-weekly podcast, or our bi-weekly podcast. I mean, it could be yours as well, where we talk about gaming and technology and all other nerd culture-y things. This week I lost internet for a couple of days, so I am completely oblivious as to what happened in the world of anything. All I know is that we rely on the internet a hell of a lot. So while I leave you pondering on that, let's run the intro. Hi guys.
Oh, there he is. Hello.
Hello.
I was listening to your intro. Sorry.
Oh, I think I improved this week.
Oh, I don't know.
Kill me.
I quite liked that intro, to be fair.
It was better than 2 weeks ago. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's better than any weeks ago. I wasn't.
Did you practice that one?
No.
I didn't actually hear all of it. I heard something about internet. My Chrome volume was too low.
That's fine. I'm glad you didn't hear it.
We had three viewers. I'm guessing it's just us three.
Yeah, most likely. I think Spud's there as well. Yeah. He apparently was like, "You guys know you're live, right?" Like 10 minutes before we even went live. But I think he was pulling a leg. I hope he was. If not,
we're probably going to get banned from the internet.
No, we didn't. We didn't say anything about anybody to anything to anyone.
Not yet. There's still time.
Yeah. Well, there's still an hour of the podcast. So how is everyone doing this week?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
I'm tired and I ache.
Why are you tired and why do you ache, Aaron?
You're leading me straight into my topic.
Biggest bait ever. biggest bait.
I thought I was doing a good
yeah,
job.
Yeah, no, it was a good segue. So
fuck me then, I guess.
Yeah, fuck me, right? Apparently
I'm
we were live.
I'm answering the questions. So
we were live about 3 minutes before we thought we were. So maybe next time I should mute it when the 3 minute countdown comes down. Anyway, this is boring for people that are listening on our podcast after the fact of it being live, which is now on iTunes, Google Play, and all of the, well, most of the podcast things. We're still trying to tackle Spotify, but anyway, so the reason I'm knackered is because this weekend me and Josh decided to try and skateboard again.
Oh, we didn't try, we definitely succeeded.
I know, actually, to be fair, I really impressed myself by landing the first kickflip, and even though the board came from underneath me, it was like, oh, I can do that now.
I have never been able to skateboard. I just don't have the coordination for it. I'll just crack my head open if I try. So
I managed to land one heel flip actually fully and skate away from it. And that is probably the proudest I've ever fucking been in my life.
That's about 2,000 points, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure I'd have at least got bronze in Tony Hawk 3.
Well,
three?
No.
What are you talking? Tony Hawk 1 is the only one you really pay attention to. Before they started having the manualing to link all the moves and that shit up.
I was going to say there was some manualing done.
Punching her in the face plus 10k.
No, right. You're celebrating, but let's be honest. What actually happened?
We were pretty shit.
No, we were no.
Show us the scar. Show us the scar.
You were like, yeah, like fucking. I just landed it, and I was like, that was a fucking heel flip, you know? And you were like, no, it was a kickflip. It was a kickflip, and I was like, no, that was a heel flip. He's like, no, it's a kickflip. I'm like, when you kick flip, you kick out to the left. You're kicking out in front of you, and you're like, "No, it's a kick flip." And I was like, "God, do it again!" And boom, it was the fucking heel flip. And I was like, equally impressive. But
what's the reason behind the skating hiatus?
We're trying to relive our youth.
Yeah, trying not to be.
He's like early 20s. Like, I understand you, getting into, the big, figures. But, Vale.
Vale was young.
Vale's fucking young.
Kid Vale.
When did you skate last? When you were 11 or something?
almost 19 years ago.
You were literally like, I've not been on this board for like 10 years.
Yeah, no, I got that board when I was like 19. Five years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, there's me fucking trying to skate on a board that I've had since 2007.
Fucking hell.
So there's no wonder the bushings of the trucks completely blow out while I was trying to skate on it.
When I was like 13, that's when you bought that board.
Yeah, but that was my first attempt at rehashing my skateboarding career. Like, I probably started skating when I was about 13, 14.
Oh, yeah.
That failed. Because I can only push one way, which is the most spazziest way.
Awkward, horrible way you can possibly do it.
It's the most hated way that people can push on skateboards in, like, the whole of skateboarding. Like,
the history of skateboarding.
Yeah.
You should be shunned from... Don't look at people that push Mongo. Don't shake hands with people that push Mongo.
Yeah, that's me. But I'm not surprised at all that people that I used to skate with like hated me.
Like, that's such a depressing thing.
I'm not surprised
that anyone hated you, to be fair.
Oh, thanks. But no, the thing that I was going to lead into is for anyone. Well, I guess
actual gaming related. I'm ordering food now, by the way.
So. No, it wasn't. It's not necessarily gaming related. I was going to say, what other things have you tried to do to kind of rekindle your youth?
I probably can't say it on this, so I won't.
I feel like there's going to be a conversation had after the podcast goes off now.
I mean, other than Tempia, I guess I could ask Josh, even though the skateboarding thing counts, but
yeah,
don't say start an emo fucking band.
Start an emo band with my with my best bird.
I thought you guys were both in an emo band, to be fair.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I was getting at just then. I don't know. I don't think I ever left my youth, because all I do is play games and like play guitar.
Well, you're still young, mate. Like,
so that. Yeah. I don't know.
True.
Like, once you hit 30, like, life just changes.
Don't, because I hit 30 this year.
Yeah, I know. I'm organising a big party for you as well.
I already know what I'm getting you, which is
I'm going to get you two slabs of WKD blue.
Oh, please fucking don't. Don't let me rehash that story.
And I'll get you a nice little square of carpet to go with it.
Oh, yeah, make it sure it's white. Make sure it's white, please.
Yeah.
And then give me a nice plump pillow just to lie on top of it as I awkwardly shift over to the other side of the room. Why are we bringing this up again?
Because it's one of the best.
The best.
In terms of Aaron's stories, like, this is like one of the best I've ever heard.
I have plenty of Aaron stories.
But... Not that I've heard. They're not all that good. But, you know.
Some of them aren't very safe, though.
I have had, like...
Safe for what?
See, now... No, if we're on the subject of, like, drunken shenanigans, people call me a lightweight, whatever. I think that my body is just so pure that I just can't handle anything like this. Shut up. I feel fuzzy on paracetamol. I remember one evening, me and my friend back years ago, we went to Tesco and there was like an offer on a 12-pack of like Foster's or something. We bought that and I think I only had like two cans, and I remember waking up in his car just like vomiting out of the door. There was one time where I may or may not have smoked a substance, which was only maybe a couple of puffs, and I remember getting home and throwing up. And I'm just not very good with stuff, and that's
why. But that's fair enough. I wish I was like that, because you're bound to be more healthy, right?
Yeah, but
unless you stuff your face with fucking oily junk food and shit.
Joily
junk food.
Hey, I've been drinking, all right? I still am drinking.
Joily unk food.
I know. How the fuck did that happen? You're very quick to pounce on this. It's like when we're playing Quiplash with the spelling mistakes.
Oh, that was the best, though. Susie.
That's my comment yesterday. I miss these kind of streams, even though we've done it once.
Oh, I definitely plan to do more of those, but yeah, I just think this is why I personally stay away from like drink. It's not that I don't necessarily enjoy it, because I've had some good times drinking. Like the amount of, you can't see me, but I'm doing like air quotes, but house parties that I went to.
You can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes. Well, yeah, fucking champion.
You need to remember that we're not on a video here, so you need to, if you are going to be doing things like that, you have to let them know.
Improv, right?
Yeah, and you know, but I just don't, because it kills me.
Do I want the onion bhaji? I don't think I want the onion bhaji.
Onion bhajis are for weaklings, my friend.
You want to get an aloo gobi?
It's so oily.
Oh, what a shout!
Joy Leung food.
Yeah, enjoy the young food. That's exactly what it is. How does one fuck up that bad? Like, I don't know.
Honestly, I haven't a clue.
How long is this podcast supposed to go for?
We usually hang around about an hour.
Alright, cool.
I like so that you're already hating.
No, I was just like, I want my food to arrive like as it's finishing. Like, that would be optimal.
You should order it in advance, like... Order it to come. Oh, for
this.
No,
I think it'll take. This place takes like an hour anyway, so I don't know. My.
Do you know what? Curries always are the longest, like, takeaway.
I don't know why. They're all like pre-made. So.
Just whack it in the fucking microwave and.
No, they just like. Heat. They usually just have like the base, and they just like cook it up a bit, or they're just like all the popular ones. They just like pre-prepare anyway. Like you know.
It's so like, you order a Chinese, that's there in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's the same. That's like just...
You think about ordering the Chinese, and the Chinese is already on its way to you.
Oh, God. Do you know what? If technology advances that far, I really hope that this becomes a thing where you just think about ordering something. And kind of like that Amazon store where you can just go in, pick stuff up, and walk out, and it's like, it'll charge you...
That's brilliant.
If it can see...
Having to not talk to anyone is fucking brilliant. Like, yeah, even the self-serve, it's like in like a Sainsbury's or anything, it's like, because I usually buy alcohol, let's just say that. So I almost, there's always like, I have to ask for a bag, because like they no longer put the bags in my Sainsbury's, because like people were just taking them. It may or may not have been me. So now you have to ask some guy for a fucking bag and then just not swipe it, or, you know, like, the interaction with people is still there, like, yeah, and like these Amazon just like go in, take what you want and leave, like, it's perfect.
It is, but you won't be able to.
Hell.
I know that came out of nowhere. That was like, it's my turn for the podcast. Fucking
the fuck are you talking about now?
No idea, but you're still gonna need to be ID'd and stuff for alcohol and installed, like, if that becomes commonplace, unless you can somehow verify your age before you walk in.
But I've got enough Big Brother cameras hanging around.
But it does,
probably,
right?
Pinpoint who we are anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I suppose
your Amazon
needs to verify your account.
Yeah, exactly. Your Amazon account will have the age, and then like there's enough like facial recognition. It's like, hang on, that's that guy's son buying that 2 liters of fucking Jack Daniels, you know.
Why ace?
Take my son to pick up my alcohol, you know, I don't know.
That's my boy.
Good lad.
Yeah, fucking you. That's all. Oh
God.
Are we going to talk about games?
I mean, we don't necessarily have to talk about games. But the one thing I was going to throw out there was the Spyro the Dragon rumored remake.
See, I was never a huge fan of Spyro. I respected it, and I understand that it's coming to PC as well, or potentially. might actually play it because it'll look good.
Yeah, but you can play it on console.
Run good.
Apparently, it's going to arrive September this year.
Well, that's a good topic.
Do you want me to actually do some research on this?
No, I mean, I remember I edited the article. I should really know about this. Well, I mean, it's just a rumor, and It'll be on PlayStation first, and then it's got a year exclusive, where then it'll come out on Xbox and PlayStation PC, along with Crash Bandicoot, which apparently is set to launch on PC and Xbox One within the next couple of months.
Oh, I didn't realize we were getting a PC release as well.
Spyro was always, like, Sony exclusive, though, right? Wasn't it?
Yes, as was Crash Bandicoot.
PS1, PS2, yeah.
Yeah, but I think
I guess people are now seeing the importance in PC. The other one that I saw was like the Dark Souls remaster for the Switch is being handled by the same people as that did L.A. Noir or something like that.
Oh, really?
They seem to be pretty decent at doing ports, so you know it might actually be a feasible game on the Switch. You know, the handheld console.
Switch isn't a handheld console.
Please don't fucking start this again.
Every fucking time. Every right. fucking time.
But then,
I am seeing more and more of a reason to get one now. Like, you know, another guy at work got one. It was like, you know, they're playing some games, and it's just like, I don't know.
I wish I was playing.
I still can't justify the cost of it, because I'm never going to use it. Like, I've used my Wii U like a handful of times. Probably the longest it was ever played was like Breath of the Wild.
Oh, you play Breath of the Wild on that?
Yeah, on that.
Bing.
Well, it was probably better than the Switch because you had like the Switch in your hand to play on, and then you had the actual console like running it. So.
I can't move on.
Are you getting triggered?
Aaron, move on.
Why?
Next topic.
Hold on. I'm scrolling. Do you know what, actually? I've tried to talk about this on previous podcasts, and I was shot down by certain people. So let's fucking talk about it here. Farming Simulator 19.
Good.
Yeah, man. Okay,
is it better than the one that you went to view?
Pure Farm. Oh, I can talk about Pure Farming now. Ooh. Okay,
go on.
So,
come on, lad. Talk about how you got stuck in London.
Oh, fucking... Oh, there goes an advert.
Stuck in London. He had some very good company with Spud and I.
I had very good company for the last hour that I was stuck in London. No, you see, this is nothing on Techland or Little Big PR who were kind enough to pay for travel for me to get to London. It was me that was like, yeah... I'm going to buy this ticket, and I don't want to ask for too much, so I'll just choose this one, not realising that Super Off-Peak only entitles you to travel between buttfuck times of the day. So I get to London.
Oh, mate, just get on the train. Like,
how am I supposed to get past a barrier when the ticket's like...
No, it'll still let you on.
They didn't.
I do this so often.
Mr. Jobsworth conductor was like, "It's Super Off-Peak, mate, you can't travel till 7. So, anyway,
look, what? No, that's bullshit.
What?
Because you just get on. I've done it on Virgin trains so
How
many times.
How do I get on when I need to get past the barrier?
You tailgate someone. There's so many ways to get on.
You just... It wasn't...
Mate,
look.
You're just a noob. Like, just noob to life. Like, you're about to hit, like, the big age, and, like, You need to learn these essential life skills, Aaron.
Money-saving tricks.
Yeah.
Money-saving
tricks. It's not even money-saving tricks. It's just like...
Fancy a chocolate bar? Just put it in your pocket.
No. Because that is directly stealing.
Oh, fuck. Do you fancy...
On that topic, I was on my way back from the lovely Hanley... Stoke-on-Trent the other day.
Oh, you were near me.
Yeah, exactly. And we stopped in our services.
And I nobbed a chocolate bar.
The first time in my life, I saw the golden chocolate bar. And it was a two-pack double-decker. And I'm like, what's better than one double-decker? Two motherfucking double-deckers.
Wait, that's your golden chocolate bar? A duo double-decker?
Yeah, mate. It's like it's and then after that, it's like the duo Milky Way, which is like quite common. But like, I've never seen a duo double decker.
Oh, I suppose you're London, aren't you? Like they're fucking everywhere here.
Yeah, exactly. That's. I was shocked. I was honestly. I was also shocked that like when I got out of the fucking car, I nearly slipped over on the footpath because there was fucking ice everywhere. That shit doesn't happen here. No. But you know.
That's because London steals all the salt.
What?
We have people that actually want to use the roads down here, so we'll use it all.
I'm not going to fucking respond to that. Okay. But like, yeah, we steal all the salt!
Wait, I can rehash my chocolate facts to you guys because you haven't heard... Well, you maybe haven't heard it yet. Do you know the reason behind duo bar, like chocolate bars?
No.
I've done this on a podcast before. Like, if there's one person that's actually been listening from the beginning, they're like, oh, fucking hell, he's on to this again. It's to do with regulations. Remember we used to have the king-size bars, like, back in the day?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is to combat that. There was a law that said you can only have an amount of chocolate per serving or amount of calories or whatever the fuck it is. So to combat the chocolate companies decided to release a duo bar.
They reduced... Yeah, exactly, yeah. And they reduced the size of the normal bar, right? It was like a Mars bar is like 84 grams now or something.
Something like that. But
Milky Way, sorry. Oh.
It allows...
Those American viewers.
It allows the companies to get away with giving you a king-size bar, but in two servings. So when you eventually go to them and say, oh, you made my child fat, it was like, well...
Oh, they have to actively make the choice. Yeah. I remember listening to a podcast with you saying this, actually.
Fuck, it wasn't that long ago then.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, okay, yeah, so Pure Farming, it was great. It was different. See, now the Farming Simulator is the main franchise in the farming sim like genre. You've got Farming Simulator, there's another one that's being crowdfunded called I think like Crops and Cattle or something like that. CNC, I don't know.
Crops and fucking cattle.
That sounds fucking awesome. I'm going to buy that. Like I'm going to buy like whatever like pre-release version they have so I can get like, you know, the special edition, you get a tractor or some shit, like, you know, I don't know.
And then now there's Pure Farming, which is Techland.
This is pure publishing. This is pure farming.
But
the purest way. Well, there's three ways to play.
Exactly. I'll this is just as bad as being completely shut down. I'll be honest.
What? Because I've read your fucking article. I'm not taking the piss. I'm trying to lead you into different things, you knob end. I'm trying to direct your little statements about Pure Farming 2018 that you went to see in London.
Do you want to tell the story?
Published by Techland.
Yeah? Who's the developer?
Story. What is the story? What are you getting to?
The developer is...
Is the topic Childhood Nightmare?
Oh shit, it was, wasn't it?
Ice Flames, my friend.
Right. Hold on, wait, I'm just going to change. So, the Pure Farming...
What are we talking? Like, we've just been talking shit for like...
No, we're talking about fucking Pure Farming. And then we're going to get onto the topic of Farming Simulator 2019. So, Pure Farming is like the baby entry into a genre that's currently dominated by...
Do I have time for a shower, then?
I hate you. The point that I'm trying to make is that Farming Sim has got fairly stale over the years. It's the same old...
I can't fucking think why.
If you could fucking see me right now... No, it's good, but it's been very samey. So Pure Farming's come along and they're like, it's the same old shit. No, it's like the same stuff that you know from other Farming Simulator games, but they've decided to add a kind of twist on it where, well, like Farming Simulator is very much sandbox. You open it up and then you do what you want to do. Pure Farming, like you mentioned, is three ways to play. There's going to be like a My First Farm thing, which is going to be a tutorial kind of easing new players into the genre, which is fantastic. There's a challenge mode where people that kind of don't want to spend all day ploughing a field, they can go and spend half a day ploughing a field.
Something else.
And then there's a free roam, which is just the same old, you know, like farming game. Okay. So
how do people get enjoyment out of this? I don't understand.
Because it's chill. Like it's really,
it's comfy, I suppose.
Yeah, it's really like cathartic to,
like, I played a lot of Euro Truck Sim 2, and I thought that game was very good. And I have Farming Simulator 20, whichever one I just sent you, 2013, and I played that for 3 minutes because my mate boy is like a joke.
Yeah, but that is probably one of the worst entries. Like, the newer ones are a lot better.
I was trying to get in too early.
Yeah,
I played the Warehouse one, Warehouse Simulator, and it was like, they made
Isn't that Shenmue?
Yeah, Shenmue 1 on the docks, yeah. What a fucking waste of 4 hours, like, seriously.
For fuck's sake.
Anyway, yeah. Fucking... Yeah. So... Pure Farming are shaking it up by adding these three ways to play, but they're also offering you four different locations, each with their own unique products, or five if you pre-order the game, where you get the Germany map for free.
Cool, you get to play it in Germany.
Yeah, and so, like, I can't remember which is what, but, like, there's canola and stuff in America. Cherries and rice, I think rice in Japan, coffee and hemp in Colombia, and wine and olives in Italy. And then what?
Yeah, that's fine. Don't
worry. Why can we not have like actually no, I understand why. No, I'm not gonna finish my sentence.
So
carry on.
Each one, then it from there it kind of expands because each one of them has their own unique like machines for each of the different crops and produce and stuff like that. So what they're kind of throwing there is like a million different things that is already vastly different to Farming Sim. Now, this week, Farming Simulator 19 was announced, which is their big like console, because every year they alternate between big like PC and console and handhelds. So this Switch. Year it's no Switch got its own release. This year they're announcing 19. It's set to bring more brands, more activities, and tons of other things. A whole new graphics engine's been revamped and stuff. And they're kind of teasing that three different open worlds are going to come that they're not saying a lot about, but it seems to me like they might have seen what Techland are doing with Pure Farming, and they're going to try and muscle in on that territory. So it's, well, a territory that they're already muscled in themselves of, but they might be trying to combat what they're bringing to the table by either undercutting them or, well, Pure Farming's coming out next month, so they would
underfarming them, you could say.
Yes, they would underfarm them and steal their crops. But it looks very promising. And the shut up. And the reveal trailer has a dog. So I'm purely because
so they're really trolling though, like they're really trying to like get people on board with this.
Exactly, because it's a dog. You know that if there's a dog in the game, people are gonna love it.
There was a dog in Call of Duty Ghosts, wasn't there?
Exactly, and
that didn't help that game. Well, they loved the reveal trailer, but they...
Oh, yeah, replying to Angela in the chat, who said it's like Harvest Moon or Story of Seasons, where you have to farm, but then you have a town to interact with. No, it's purely, like, farming. The basic concept is you have a farm, you have money, and you buy equipment to... For Farming Simulator, for example, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Like, if you want to spend hours ploughing fields to grow canola, which you can sell, that's usually the most
canola,
rapeseed.
Canola
rapeseed.
No,
yes,
rapeseed's awesome.
Yeah, that's canola.
Is it?
Yes.
Cool.
Oh. You'd know this Farmer. If you played Farming Simulator.
Farmer Aaron gang,
it's the American name for rapeseed.
I wonder why.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, so you can choose to either like spend your time harvesting crops, or you can go into livestock, which involves kind of, there's a lot more to that one because you have to mow the grass to get shit for them to eat and stuff. It's really complex. You have complex. To
get, like, manure?
Yeah, you can then use
for them to eat?
No, you get the
is
grass.
Is there, like, a smell-o-vision type mode that you can play?
No, but maybe there should be. Maybe we all should be sitting there with something on our schnorbits that can just smell shit.
Yeah, just give yourself a dirty Sanchez and then sit and play the game.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Is that not, like, optimal immersion?
Yes. But I'm excited for, well, Pure Farming this year and Farming Simulator as well. And it'll be interesting to see how they both compare. But I'm excited, and everyone
personally,
should be
too. I'm quite excited at this.
Do you know what? If we all got, like, Pure Farming, well, I don't think, not sure if Pure Farming has multiplayer, but Farming Simulator does. So if we could all get a copy of Farming Simulator 19, we could all stream working on our farm together.
Oh man, that would be
that
would sure be a good old time.
I think my life would probably be complete if that happened.
Yeah.
God, the sarcasm.
No more PUBG Wednesdays. Farming Simulator 29 Wednesdays.
There's no more PUBG Wednesdays anyway, is there?
No, there isn't. There really isn't. Why is there no PUBG Wednesdays?
Let's move into that.
Okay.
Because we're going to play Dying Light instead.
No, we're not.
I mean, we are, but you're not. So, PUBG Wednesdays.
Yeah, I've been ejected from the Wednesday streaming. It's
no,
fine.
No, because that's going to happen at weekends now. Wednesdays are still open, mate. So, do we really have to address this? I mean, I've put it as the title now. So, PUBG Wednesdays is the thing that we used to stream on Twitch every Wednesday.
Can you change it to Rest in Peace PUBG Wednesday?
Okay.
Thank you. I feel like that more accurately displays what's happening.
Okay, there we go. So it was our regular Wednesday stream on twitch.tv/nerdable, and the last time that we all attempted to play it, I just had a very, 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 very
bad day.
I was having a bad day. Yeah, no, that's very true. And the game just wouldn't work. It had a habit of not telling me when there was an update, so I'd load the game and it would be like, no, you need to update the game. And this particular case, it was like a 45-minute update, which was annoying at best. And then installed that, loaded the game up. I always have to jump into a game first anyway, because it will just die otherwise. And then it died anyway. And then I had to restart the PC, and then it came, and it was like, oh, PUBG isn't installed. So at that point, I was done. Which, if you check the VODs on Kid Vale's Twitch or Tempe's Twitch.
Twitch.tv/KidVale.
You will see
that day.
You will see my rant, which...
Rant? It was really a full-blown argument.
It was a fucking paddy, mate.
The toys went out the pram.
So we ended up playing Rainbow Six Siege. But we're still looking for...
No, you ended up playing Rainbow...
The invite was there. You just walked away.
I'm not going to play that game, because that game is worse, like, considering how much... You know, like, it's made by, like, a proper developer and everything, and it's still fucking terrible. Like, like, I prefer to play PUBG, which is, like, an unfinished game, compared to, like, that shit.
So, this actually kind of moves me on to the next topic, which is something I saw on Reddit earlier today. Which is, has any game in history made such a massive successful pivot as Fortnite? So, where this kind of... Wait, let me explain before you spit.
Spit hot fire. Okay.
Fortnite began as, or it was supposed to be, or it kind of still is. Now, it's weird. So, Fortnite kind of launched as, it's supposed to be free to play anyway, but it began as a kind of co-op zombie survival game where you built forts and defended against the zombie waves or whatever. It was a good game. It still is a good game. The campaign is still pretty good, but there was a hell of a lot of microtransactions in it. There's like these llama pinata things that you have to open, and you get different cards which allow you to build up your like defenses and stuff. But one of the big complaints was that it was kind of like a shitty mobile type game that people are having to pay for, even though it's going to be free to play. And it had its core fan base, but it was just people weren't happy with it. Then, obviously, it was like, here's Battle Royale, and that was it. The game has become more popular than PUBG.
What's that sound? It's the sound of the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Fucking jumping on. That's all they did.
Absolutely, but they've done it a million times better.
Than PUBG?
I would say so. In terms of quality.
I'd rather play PUBG than play Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite is just... Like, I respect that, again, has a good developer behind it. And a... graphic... It's not my style of graphics, but, like, I get what they're going for there. But it's like... The game is just shit.
But in terms of mechanics and... Well, not mechanics. In terms of the overall success that that game has received, like, from when it first launched into its paid early access, which was had just the campaign, to now having the free-to-play Battle Royale, yes, it's jumping on a bandwagon, but you could say that that game has kind of done a complete 180 in terms of the success that it has seen.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So like, again, it kind of asked the question, what other games have kind of done a similar thing? And reading through...
Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's not even out yet. Like, you read through some of the comments, and one of them is actually Rainbow Six Siege, where, you know, at launch, it was a good game, but it was very... not...
Shit.
I wouldn't say shit, there was just a lot of little things wrong with it.
It has not changed its core, like, ideals and the thing that it's supporting most. Whereas, like, Fortnite arguably has, because everything seems to be going towards the Battle Royale thing. And yeah, they've still got the campaign, but you know no one's going to fucking play that when, like, the game eventually launches.
I've never played that. I'd probably enjoy that part of the game more than, like...
It's definitely... I've played it a few times, and it is really enjoyable if you can get a
I think I uninstalled it, actually. I'd say I'd try to play it with you guys.
Well, you can't. You need to pay to get into the campaign at the moment.
Oh, I thought it was free. I thought you could play it for free.
You can play Battle Royale for free, but you can't play the Save the World campaign. It's still in paid early access until later this year, I presume, I think. I think it's still on the cards for that.
Okay. But
no, like, in terms of Rainbow Six, it launched with... It was kind of lukewarm launch, but it's... They have changed... Not necessarily changed the game, but they have updated the game and supported that game to the point where it's becoming... Or it has become a much better game than what it was. Personally,
yeah, people really like that game. I quite like that game.
I enjoy that game too. But like another one there's Final Fantasy 14, that's apparently...
Oh, Realm Reborn. No, because they didn't change the fucking deals of the game. They just redid it all and then brought out ARR.
Exactly.
But that's not, again, that's not changing. That's not the same as Fortnite.
All right, let me just try and find one. Jesus, you're just shooting. You're the people on Reddit that just downvote everything. Apparently,
well,
Diablo 3.
I've played a lot of fucking Realm. That game has always been an MMO. They didn't change how it is.
No,
Diablo
3,
yes.
It's done a 180. This is less about changing the game to something better, but...
It didn't do a 180. Final Fantasy 14 doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, no.
Because they took it down, and then, like, A Realm Reborn is a different game.
But yeah, that's true.
Still Final what Fantasy 14, though, isn't it? Yeah, Diablo 3 is apparently... Oh,
but hold on.
Did you just have an aneurysm? Are you okay?
Diablo 3, like, they changed a little bit. Like, when they got rid of the real money auction house and actually gave people gear that was worth them having, that was a nice change. But again, it didn't change it from being a fucking a loot game.
Joyly Unk food.
I'm making points here and you just don't care.
I do. Oh, welcome to the fucking party. I was making several farming points that nobody cared about. I'm just gonna start a farming sim podcast. Screw you guys.
And you're just gonna talk to yourself.
Wow. Wow.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Let's see. SteamDB.
Are you a knob?
Yes.
Farming Simulator 17. Let's have a look at how many people are playing that game. Oh, okay. This is the wrong website.
I'm sure that this is going to be massive numbers.
I bet it fucking is. Farming Simulator 17.
If it's like 2,000 people, I'll be impressed.
Players in the last 2 weeks. Are you ready?
Yep.
133,920.
What? Fuck off.
That's according to Steam Spy.
I fucking refuse to believe that.
Current players yesterday, 11,237. That was the peak concurrent players yesterday.
My god.
So there is definitely a market there for a farming sim podcast. Join me, BB.
Yeah. There should have been a what was that shit game that I like and you'll hate?
Am I still here?
God.
Yeah.
Ah, good.
What was it called? The shooter. The really shit shooter.
Counter-Strike.
No. So you could do the swing and you'd swingy.
Oh, Lawbreakers.
Lawbreakers, that's the one.
Why would anyone care?
We should have a Lawbreakers podcast.
Why?
No, we should not.
Because that game's awesome. You will let Cliff Bleszinski down by not playing his game.
I will play it right now and I will just cry.
Didn't that get canned?
Yes, basically. Nexon, who are mostly well known for being a free-to-play company, they were like, yeah, no. This game has lost us too much, so we're ending support. But as far as I'm aware, Bosky haven't actually said whether the game's still being supported or not.
They should support it. It's a good game.
Well, I mean, it had a peak concurrent players of 10 yesterday.
Oh, God.
In the last 2 weeks. Oh, okay, it's going up. 1,999.
Cool.
Man, that game had promise.
It really didn't. But, I mean, we could all talk about the Kramer type KL30.8T if we want.
What's that?
No idea what you just said.
Oh, it's a 75 horsepower front loader for Farming Simulator 17.
We could not talk about that ever.
We could not do that. Yeah.
Or we could talk about the JCP Fast Track 3000 extra.
Oh my god. Make your fucking farming podcast.
I'm trying. Be on board with me, friends.
It's not this one. The time is not now.
The time is meow. Oh, wait, we should talk about
Cassina.
That. Wait, what? Do you guys even know what that was a reference to?
No.
Super Troopers.
Oh. I figured it was like a play on like John Cena's theme song.
No.
It's called The Time Is Now.
No.
Oh, that's why I said Cat John Cena.
We're not fucking wrestling nerds.
You're not even really a nerd.
Not really. But Super Troopers 2, that's happening.
What the fuck's Super Troopers?
I thought that got... That wasn't that announced like years ago?
Yes, it's got a release date now and they released the first trailer and it looks amazing.
Oh my god!
No, it's a film.
Yeah, it's an amazing film. If you haven't seen it,
it is a good.
It is a very good movie.
Looking at IMDb right now, who's in this film?
Do not look at Rotten Tomatoes. It's Broken Lizard. You won't recognize any of them, probably, if you don't know Super Troopers.
Ah, yes, you are correct. I am unaware of who these actors are because I've not seen the one film.
Look, alright.
College Boy 1. Wow, that's a real fuck. That's a role, that is.
Fuck's sake.
Can't wait for the sequel.
It's gonna be good.
Oh, is it like a Kung Pao type film? Is that what it is? Is it just meant to be stupid?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm down. I'll watch this.
Yeah, it's so dumb, but it's just hilarious.
Okay.
This I'm okay with.
What about The Evil Within 2 getting a first person mode? We're really stretching at this point, aren't we?
I didn't play Evil Within because what I saw of it looked like it was not going to be good, or like it is Resi good. 4, which apart, is what I was promised. I've heard the second one's better, but I don't really give a shit about being a first person. I would
almost say it's better than Resident Evil 4. To be fair.
What about Resi 7?
No, nothing's better than that game. That's the best Resident Evil since 3.
Ooh.
2 was better than 3. What are you on about?
I think 2 and 3 were about the same for me, to be fair.
3 is good, though. I will give you that. Resident Evil streams? Please, that's no. What we should do.
No.
That's what we should do.
No.
I could do 7. No. Like, I could finish it in like under 4 hours or something.
As well. I want to do 7 on stream just to scare myself.
Yeah, I'm going to avoid.
It's scary. What are you talking about? What are you doing?
I avoid all horror things.
Prey makes me very anxious when I play it on the Nerdable stream.
Do you know what?
It makes me very anxious.
I've tried to finish Outlast 2, and like when I got this PC, it just crashes. I think I have to like reinstall it. But I've literally pulled an Aaron here. Just bothered to delete it and reinstall it despite it being problematic.
Wow. Pulled an Aaron.
Yeah, that is literally what happened with you in PUBG.
Yeah, but that's because that game's trash.
He has a point.
Game of the year.
I fucking stop. Anyway. can we talk about Kingdom Hearts 3?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
What about that new trailer? What the fuck was that about?
I've not actually watched the trailer, in fairness.
Oh my god.
I don't watch trailers for things that I know that I'm going to play or watch.
Why?
Because I don't like any like spoilery things for things that I'm interested in.
But Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, I saw that. So everyone seems to be annoyed by the fact that Goofy looks goofy, basically.
Nobody's annoyed by it, it's just funny.
But like, I don't know. You haven't played any of the Kingdom Hearts games.
I haven't.
Tempe, have you?
What?
Played Kingdom Hearts?
Is he even present?
No, I was.
Not mentally, no.
I just couldn't hear you for like the last 30 seconds or so. I'm assuming you're talking about Kingdom Hearts 3. And yeah, I have played the main Kingdom Hearts, like the PS2 ones, but not the ones that tie the story together. I think we've spoken about this before. But I will play 3.
Good. I'm playing through, well, I was playing through 1 again. I'm going through all of the collection and the, what, 1.5 and 2.5 PS4 thing.
Weren't you going to lend me that?
Yeah, I said I'd lend it to you when I finished it, but my PS4 isn't even plugged in.
Yeah, I don't know if mine works.
Mine does.
You can borrow it eventually.
Mine does because I loaded it up to play Need for Speed when I'd had no internet.
The day.
2 days without internet.
The issue people seem to have with Kingdom Hearts was the fact that they split the series across like every console imaginable.
Yes.
But then when they brought out the remastered things where they put it all on one disc, like, if you cared, you would have fucking played them.
Yeah, but you just don't have time.
Is Kingdom Hearts...
The first remaster came out in 2014. It's been 4 years.
Is that the Kingdom Hearts one?
Yeah.
To be fair, the first one's, like, I don't think I can do that.
The first one feels really, really bad to play now, I'll be honest. Like, it doesn't hold up.
Haven't
I just
want to
play Birth by Sleep again, because that was really good.
Yeah, but hasn't, like, half of the games been just turned into cutscenes?
No, I don't think so. Have they?
They like compacted half the games into a cutscene.
Oh, that's smart. They should do that. I can get behind that.
I don't know if that's.
There's a lot of games.
I think Birth by Sleep is a cutscene now.
BBS.
BB.
BBS.
But that's really important. That's a really important. That takes place before all of the Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, that probably explains why it's a cutscene then. I don't know. I don't understand. I just know that. I mean, if you go onto Nerdable.com and search for Kingdom Hearts, there's a lovely 3-part recap of the entire series.
I don't trust anybody on that site.
I hate you. I'm offended. So, so something that we haven't written about yet, but it was revealed this weekend, is that the System Shock Kickstarter has been put on hiatus.
Is that because they don't have the fucking rights to do it?
Let me have a look, shall we? Let's go on to the internet.
Because I imagine that would be why, because the whole reason fucking Bioshock exists is because it's a spiritual successor to System Shock.
To be fair, like, System Shock 1 and 2 are far better than any Bioshock game.
Oh just yeah, 100%.
Just putting it out there.
System Shock 2 is absolutely awesome.
You're probably going to lose a lot of fans from Notable from me saying that. But...
Yeah, but Bioshock fans don't really count as people, so it's fine.
Night Dive Studios' remake of System Shock has been put on hiatus, according to a company statement obtained by Polygon and due to be sent to Kickstarter backers today. The game has been funded by a 1.35 million Kickstarter campaign that attracted 21,625 backers. The CEO of Night Dive wrote, "I have put the team on a hiatus while we reassess our path so that we can return to our vision. We are taking a break but not ending the project. System Shock is going to be completed and all of our promises fulfilled."
Cool.
So that went out to a news outlet before it went out to the backers.
Apparently so, yes.
What a cunty thing to do. Like, these people have paid for you so that you can make this game, but you'd rather kick out an article to some shitty news site where you actually pay or like give any information to your backers. Fuck them. I hope the game fails.
Fucking hell.
Fuck them. It's just like fucking Project Phoenix. Like...
Ooh.
Fuck you for not actually updating anybody. Fuck you for taking money and running. Fuck you for putting information to some shitty site first. I don't know why that's annoyed me so much, but it really has.
It really has, hasn't it?
I just don't understand. Like, the whole point of Kickstarter is that you can be as open with the people that you're backing, like, that are backing your project. And then just to go, like, nah, fuck it. Like, these guys don't need to know first. That the thing that they've put money towards is now being put on indefinite hiatus.
Yeah.
Oh!
I mean, the Kickstarter update is live, and I'm looking through the comments now, and people are just like, thanks for nothing.
Yeah, standard.
Well, the thing is, like, this is the... And again, all of the articles come out, like, Kickstarter isn't a definite... You're paying for risk and whatever, but... I mean, have any of you guys actually backed Kickstarters or any other crowdfunding thing?
Nope.
Yeah, Ukulele.
How'd you find that?
Never actually finished the game, to be fair. I'm like, if this had been released in the 90s, great game, but... I don't know, it's definitely not a shit game. It's just like... I just don't have the time I did like I did back then, so...
Well, my mate backs a lot of tabletop stuff, so I've got to play like a lot of tabletop games just because he's backed them. Like, I played the Dark Souls 1, and he seems to back a load of them, and a new one arrives at his house all the time.
I think there was an article recently that was like, the board games have overtaken actual video games on Kickstarter.
That's because I suppose they are more of a niche thing that might need backing, whereas 9 times out of 10, if a game's like popular enough, it ends up getting a backing from like a production company anyway.
A publisher.
A publisher.
Well, yeah, I backed the Project Session Kickstarter because that game looks awesome.
Because you're a knob.
The one game that I am looking forward to from Kickstarter is Bloodstained Ritual of the Night.
Good luck.
But yeah, that keeps getting pushed back infinite times.
I think the frustrating thing is, it's like, that's a lot of money. It's like $1.3 million.
It was like Pillars of Eternity was a Kickstarter game, wasn't it?
I think so.
And that's meant to be real good. I think, yeah, there's a huge amount of risk because you could end up with something like Mighty Number 9. Big steaming pile of shit.
Well, I hated Mega Man anyway. Like, I still don't. Like, even when I watch, like, you know, speedrunning marathons and that, it's like, there's always this dedicated block to Mega Man. And, like, I could just not care fucking less about that series.
Oh, no. Fucking the X series is. You gotta get behind the X series, but.
No!
I was always shit at original Mega Man games. But I was decent at Mega Man X and the games that followed that.
Beautiful Joe.
Beautiful Joe's not a fucking Mega Man game. It's made by Clover.
Mega Man-esque, isn't it?
It's Sentai.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about just random shit now. I don't know. Like, yeah. You kind of just left us to... You left me to rant about fucking Kickstarter, and this is where we've got to now.
I'm getting hungry now. So.
Has your delivery arrived yet?
It arrived before when I said it arrived, like, 20 minutes ago.
Oh, really? Have you not dished it up yet?
I'm going to fucking eat it while I'm on this.
Yeah, like, dish it up. Tell us,
A curry's like a ritual. Like, I've got my perfect layout on the table.
Oh, wait, you're eating at a table?
Like a classy bloke.
By yourself?
Crawling. Well,
In front of the TV, mate.
Oh, wow. Is this a Matilda type situation? It's not really a table, it's just one of those, like, TV dinner desks.
Well, no.
And you're just, like, shouting at your imaginary daughter for reading a book and not watching the TV.
That's exactly what... Like, how did you know, Aaron?
You know, you're good at this, lad.
Oh, I'm really good at this. Speaking of things, who's excited for the Sabrina reboot?
I didn't even realise it was happening until you posted about it. On Twitter, and I was like, oh, shit!
Could not care less.
Is thingy Sarah Michelle Gellar? She was...
Oh, you fucking she? What?
She
was that not her?
That was Buffy.
Oh, that was Buffy. Who played Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, that's... Yeah, I was close.
Are you going to watch that with your dog?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch it with
my little puppy.
Anyway, it's a remake, and it's going to be a part of the Riverdale
universe. Oh, let's watch Sabrina. Come on, dog.
Oh, so it's going to be on Netflix then?
Yes. It's definitely on Netflix.
Of course.
Is there going to be no returning cast?
No, it's basically going to be based on the new Sabrina comic arc, which is a lot more which is going to be like a lot more dark and
arch.
Like
she going to kill people?
Basically, yeah.
Good.
I can get behind.
And it's played Sabrina is the actress that played Don Draper's daughter.
In what?
Mad Men.
I don't know who that is.
The fact that you don't know who Don Draper is.
Teenage Witch.
You better be searching for this on Nerdable, you bastard.
I am.
Polygon.
I'm on Variety at the minute.
I hate you.
Sorry. I just want to... Who's...
Me.
Oh no, there's an ad playing. Oh, like... So yeah, they're basing this as part of... I thought Riverdale was shit, though.
It is.
I just, like...
So they're going to kill Sabrina as well?
No, because everyone's wondering how the fuck they're going to fold this into Riverdale, because Riverdale has no, like, supernatural things going on. It's just fucking chronic. But apparently...
In fairness, they didn't know that the supernatural things were going on in... In Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. Like, the rest of them didn't know what was going on. It was only, like,
yeah,
the three of them in Salem.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
No.
So they could
do
that.
No.
It'd be complete bollocks.
Thingy finds out in the end. Harvey knows.
Oh, the boyfriend.
Harvey knows.
Oh yeah, she can be introduced as like this girl. She can get a boyfriend called Harvey.
Cool.
And then yeah, then that can build up.
They recently announced one of the aunts, but I think she's about 20.
Oh. Yeah. Is Sabrina actually going to be a teenager then? Not
so.
Like a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that'd be weird.
I recently watched the whole of Sabrina 1 to 6.
There's 6 seasons of that show.
Yes. It gets bad. It gets bad when she moves to college. To be fair, but when
Sabrina, the college witch.
When there's Libby and Mr. Krabs.
It was just bad in general. Like,
don't
the entire...
you dare!
How dare you?
Don't you dare!
How dare you?
It's like the shit 90s show. Like everyone knows Seinfeld is like the king of the 90s.
This was,
you know,
kids,
I've never watched
TV.
That show.
Me neither.
I've never watched Seinfeld.
All I know is that it has some really good bass interludes.
Wow.
Exactly that. Yeah.
See? Told you. No, like, Sabrina... What people are going to hate about it is that... Like,
it's not going to be the old show.
The Nickelodeon Sabrina the Teenage Witch was essentially a sitcom, like a kid's sitcom.
Yeah.
This is going to be like a serious drama. The whole premise is that the world is coming to an end and it's up to Sabrina to stop it from happening.
Oh, no, I don't like the idea of that. Why?
But there's going to be lots of, like, references to, like, a cult and stuff like that, and it's going to be really dark, apparently, so...
To Yakult?
The occult.
It's good for your digestive system, mate.
I hate you. I can't even say pure without being fucking...
So,
Pure Farming 2018.
Represent.
Food.
Yeah? Are you going to go eat now?
Well, I am very hungry, so...
That's his only concern. We're trying to make high quality content on the internet, and all 10 people want to do is eat.
I know, right?
Yeah, I know, right?
This is unacceptable.
Unacceptable!
We're supposed to arrive around.
My God.
Well, yeah, you should have turned around and gone, no, take that back. Keep it warm. Okay. In fact, no, make me a new one and bring it to me at the requested time.
Yeah.
Good sir. That's what you should have said.
Okay.
I agree with that statement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you should have answered your door and be like, I'm not ready. Why are you here?
Yeah. Excuse me, sir.
You're early. To be fair, he didn't even look me in the face. He was just like...
He just threw it at your door and ran off.
Basically.
That's why he's hungry, because he knows he's got to scrape it off the street.
he's in London, so it's definitely, like, covered in rat shit.
He's got to fight off some bum that just wants to have a bit of bit of an alugobi and just be like, oh, I'm a bum.
That's not PC, mate.
Why?
Bum.
Yeah?
It's not really a nice thing to say, is it?
Is there a correct way to address homeless people?
Homeless.
Okay.
The homeless.
The homeless.
I was out with my brother before, and this guy just, like, took a disliking to him. He was a homeless gentleman dash junkie. And he just, like, he was crossing the road, and he just, like, he was just continued standing in the middle of the road, like, reeked of shit. And... I'm just like, you're right, mate. And he just couldn't even talk, and he just took this disliking to my brother. Like, I have no idea why.
Probably because he realised there was two of you.
Yeah.
Is this? I'm guessing this was in Australia.
No, this was a few hours ago. So unless I've flown back from Australia.
Oh. So, are you not having dinner with your brother?
Yeah. What the fuck?
I had to come to do this shit.
He could have come along. Just imagine two Tempe's. Fuck. See, I had an encounter with a homeless gentleman in London. That was very nice. I made the mistake of giving eye contact.
I never made, like, that's just asking for trouble.
Never make eye contact. I don't make eye contact with people I like.
Oh, that'll explain it.
Yeah, explains Saturday, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're shy. That's why.
I'm shy, and I think it makes me look cute.
He followed me and was ranting at me about how veterans aren't supported. And I was like,
oh, I didn't fucking do that.
Yes, it was you.
I think we should wrap up now.
You think?
Yeah.
Not that we've just fucking not talking spoken absolute... about games at all.
Yeah, talking absolute shit. No yeah. old mate who's clearly online now and avoiding me, so I'll leave and he can come in.
Well, that's been the Notable Podcast, number 44. Be sure to like and subscribe, and someone else do an outro, please.
Cheers for coming along to the Notable Podcast, guys. That was episode 40. We've had fun. We hope you have too. Kill me now.
Wow.
Goodbye.
That's not my fucking podcast, is it?